Welcome to my podcast, Privatized Prisons and the Invisible Hand, or the Lack Thereof. Adam Smith first introduced the term the invisible hand in his book, The Wealth of Nations. With his analysis of the economic flow and wealthy nations, Smith intricately described an invisible force that not only balanced the egotistical side of the natural economic process, but helped society for the good. In 1984, the very first for-profit prison became a reality. Reagan's war on drugs ushered a stronger and stricter implementation of laws in American society. Sentencing became harsher and ultimately led to a sharp spike in arrests. In this case of privatized prisons, the invisible hand seems absent, resulting in downturn on prison employees and an unfavorable incentive to run a prison the way one would run a city-funded municipal department. Tennessee. Tennessee is where the first ever for-profit prison was established. This development was the first step in the expansion and privatizing the prison sector of our society. By 1990, 66 more prisons joined the private prison list, and the beginning of a societal struggle with quality, safety, and exponential growth all became a concern with these prisons. More recently, in 2016, a plan was created to end the use of private prisons, but was shot down by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Although only about 8.5% of incarcerated population is contained in for-profit prisons, the greatest concern is a dramatic rise in the population growth. A popularized argument has been used to defend the private prison system, suggesting that it saves money, when in reality the government is cutting corners on security and proper funds for maintenance. Now this is where the invisible hand tends to lack. This system is strongly based on saving money, profiting for the corporations running them, ultimately creating a predatorial capitalist movement that only harms the prison sector, this including security guards and fueling more violence among the incarcerated. In the article, Privatized Prisons, A Human Marketplace, the author Llewellyn Hinks Jones criticizes the current state of our society's private prison system and the ultimate failures of this so-called cheaper solution, where the invisible hand should help the economy reach a sort of equilibrium. In this case, the absence of the force results in the criminal justice system being sold at a cost-cutting measure. Jones compares this negligence to a slave state. Jones organizes the article in a chronological order, as well as providing a variety of real-life examples and statistics to appeal to logos. With the inclusion of specific examples relating to gang violence and illegal immigration, the author appeals to a sense of justice and responsibility after exposing the abusive powers of the corporations running the private prison sector. The privatized prison structure only pushes for harsher punishment, resulting in more arrests and the need for more developments. Pro-corporate groups, for example, ALEC, American Legislative Executive Council, drafts bills that support this effort to lock more people within our society for minor offenses. One specific bill that heavily supported by the private prison corporations was Arizona's Senate Bill 1070 that would strictly enforce imprisonment of anyone accused of illegal immigration simply because they were caught without paperwork. The invisible hand lacks support on behalf of the positive outputs in the private system, which only creates a corporate profit and nothing for the greater good of society.